Base Nisan Tafshin Pehe, we're holding in Siman Ayin Vav, Seif Yudal, we're going to Seif Chavbeis. So discussing Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. The Kitzah teaches us an incredible thing that we don't even necessarily notice and take advantage of. By Mincha, before we lay in, we say the Pasuk, V'anit Tfilasi Lecha Hashem Eisrael Tzenelik, Elokim Rav Chasdech Hanin Me'esishecha. If we knew what's going on in those moments, we would have everyone changing the way they daven mincha. What am I talking about? So, apisoid, when you say ani tfilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon, apisoid, shas mincha is where bechina elyona is mizgale. That means the upper world. That there's an aspect, a revelation of or elyon that's called the ratzon. Ratzon is connected with keser. That means it's like the highest sphera in Kabbalistic terms. And that's revealed in that moment. And hence, that's why by this Svaradim, some say twice. And it's such an incredible opportunity to concentrate. Now, you see that a lot of times that something Kabbalistic is hidden in Chazal, but in a more, let's call it, non-Kabbalistic way. The Kitzah teaches us, Api Halacha, that what's going on when we say that pasuk, what's this pasuk? Ani tfilasi and me, my tfila, which is from David HaMelech. The answer is, it's based on the pasuk, yesichu b'yoshvei shaul neginas shoshvei shecha, referring to people that get drunk. And David HaMelech says to the Rabban Shem, look, our nation is not like the other nations. Other nations that get drunk, and basically the party getting eat, drink, and that's it. It's a disaster from there on. Mashenkin beklai, so we eat, we have a suda, we eat, we drink, and still we come, and we daven, we read the Torah, and that's pshad, v'ani tfilosi, lecha Hashem Yisratzon. Me, I'm different, meaning the nation of Israel. I'm not like the other nations. And even the, quote-unquote, not the biggest Talmid Chachamim amongst us, come to hear Torah. That's why it's so important to actually pay attention. So important not to speak, even though it's a time where the Yitzhahara wants to, you know, people drink and they want to schmooze and everything. Now, at kedekach, if there's no Sefer Torah, you still open up the yarn and you say v'ani tfilasi lecha Hashem Yisratzon. Now, it's interesting that by the Ashkenazim, after three aliyahs, there's no Kaddish and you just go Yahalu and then you say Kaddish. By the Sfaradim, so it's important to know the distinctions. After laning, they say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, they say Chatzi Kaddish. And then they have the Amida. Now, so it's just interesting though, by Ashkenazim, by the way, they also some form of Haftarah, also a capital from Tehillim. Okay, next. After Chazar Shasatz, the minig is to say Tzidkat Chatzedek. These are three verses that actually, what's called Tzidik Adin. What's Tzidik Adin? It's a bit strange that you do this on Shabbos, because really there's no Avelis on Shabbos. The concept is that this was a time where three tzaddikim passed away. Yosef HaTzaddik, Moshe, and David HaMelech. Three giants. And therefore we're saying psukim, verses of justifying Hashem's Midas Adin. That's what it's proper to actually stand. It's a very serious moment, albeit that's done on Shabbos. And when you're in the house of an Avel, so it's interesting. In the house of an Avel, you don't say Tachnun. The rule is that you don't say Tzidkascha on the day that you wouldn't say Tachnun. Nevertheless, the Kitzvah says here you do say Tachnun in the house of an Avel because you don't want it to be Avels Befarhesia. There are those that argue in this halacha. Now we get into the world of making mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone daydreams sometimes. If a person is davening Shabbos Yontov and they started saying, usually what happens is after Akel HaKadosh, you're supposed to start with, let's say, Ata Kiddashta or Ata Echad. Instead, Ata Chayne Lodom Das. Hashiveinu. They go into the brachas of the regular day of the week. The halach is if you start a bracha, you got to finish it. The reason for that is because min adin really, it should have been that we should have a regular shmonese, just because they made it easier for us. And some say it's because they didn't want us to be in pain because we're asking too many bakashas. So Chazal made it much shorter. But once you start a bracha, you got to finish it. The exception is if you just said ata by shachis or by mincha or Friday night. The reason is now really, in the morning, it's Yismach Moshe. But even Ata could be that you just made a mistake in your words. Once you said Ata Chayinen, then you really have to finish a bracha. Nevertheless, the Piskacher was actually right that even then, one could be made if you just Ata Chayinen, and then you knew that it was Shabbos. When it comes to starting the, like we said, But the if you make a mistake between one, let's say between Friday night we say Ata Kiddushta, instead you said Ismach Isa Ata Choinen, or you switch around the tefillahs between the two, technically speaking, that's not a problem. In fact, if a person davens an entire Shemoneh Esrei, mamash a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, but he mentions at some point in, let's say, Shema Koleinu, Shabbos, that's good enough. The same thing applies to Yontif. Another very Nagel Maaseh Shaila is where it's Yontif and Shabbos together, like we're having this year in Parshin Pehei, and Shavuot Pesach. If a person finished by saying Mekadosh Shabbos is Yotif, he said Mekadosh Yisrael Azman, he didn't mention Shabbos, that's a big machlokes, and there's room to be meikel. Because at the end of the day, you mentioned Shabbos in the rest of the tefillah. When it comes to Musaf, that's an exception, meaning in Musaf, if you started like a regular bracha, you have to stop right away because there is no reason to be saying a full Shemoneh Esrei when it comes to Musaf. If you actually messed up, by the way, halachically, if you the order of davening is not such a if you meaning if you davened Musaf and Shachris out of order, but the ever that's okay. If someone made a mistake and let's say they said Atachoinen or whatever the mistake was, it's a siman ra, it's a bad siman, and therefore they should do tshuva during the week. Okay, we're going to hold you. Have a beautiful day.